Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jaden Daniels is out. Marcus Mariota is in for Monday night in Kansas City. I believe we're trying to reach Glenn Consor, who does Wizards broadcasts right here on Team 980, with our guy Dave Johnson. Glenn also does a ton of monumental work. I want to talk to Glenn. The Wiz do kick off their season tonight. NBA is back. We all watched it last night. I felt very nostalgic watching NBA on NBC, B. Mm-hmm. I, like, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, and it just reminds me, David Aldridge was talking about, you know, watching, for me, I just think of MJ. I think of MJ in the Garden.
Did you see him talking to MJ last night?
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah, because, you know, it's like, he said, I wish I could just, you know, go back in time and be able to just go out there and play again, one more game. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. He would destroy folks.
Yeah. I mean, I told you about when I was in LA, I had dinner and there was an NBA assistant coach at the table. It was a table of like 10, 12 people. It was a lot of fun. But the LeBron MJ conversation came up and he just laughed. He's like, man, you don't think MJ could play in today's NBA? He's like, MJ could play in the 1940s.
Play whenever.
Yeah. But
like people,
his level of competitive
people
desire.
Like to say, well, three-point shoot. Remember they said he couldn't shoot three-pointers against Portland?
No,
and on his seventh one, he gave you the, I still can't shoot? You know, the man scored, he averaged 35 in a time when you can take people out the air. You can clothesline him. You think he wouldn't average more than 35 today? I listened to this thing where they go and they talk to Hall of Famers, guys that played against him. And those guys are like, he'll score at least 50 in this day and age. You know, some guy believe he might score more than that. And then he'll D your ass up, which we don't see happening today. Luka scored 47 last night. I like to know what the plus minus was.
I'll try to find that.
Yeah.
Just quickly for the, you know, season's over. You gotta be worried about Jaden and the injuries. Lamar Jackson not practicing today. All right, let's do some Wiz talk. Our friend Glenn Consor joins the program
right
now. Glenn, what's up, dude?
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good. B. Mitch and JP, my two favorites.
How you been, man? We ain't talked to you in a month.
I know. I know. Everything's good, man. We're here in Milwaukee. We're getting ready to start up, and we're geared up and ready to go.
Radio party tonight with Glenn and Dave Johnson. Always love the radio party. I feel like you guys are so good at retweeting all the folks listening from various places. I think everybody has an understanding of what this Wiz season will and won't be. What are you most excited for this Wizards team?
You know, I'm excited to see the development of the young players, which is kind of what the objective is of the season. Look, they want to compete. You know, they want to win. I don't know if they're built to win right now, but, you know, they're built to develop and evolve, you know, with 10 players that are – they have 10 players, guys, that are 22 years or younger.
Damn.
That is like, crazy young. And, you know, but they have 7 players that were taken in the first round of the last 3 drafts. So there's some young talent that I think, you know, at least like I'm an old NBA scout, so I like to watch young players develop. And I think we're going to see that this year. I think you're going to see guys taking jumps.
I think you'd like to see that. If you want to listen to the radio party tonight, Dave Johnson, Glenn Consor live in Milwaukee, you can listen right here on 106.7 The Fan, the flagship for all your Wizards games. I'm really excited for Trey Johnson. I think the rookie's got serious game range. What do you think? How quickly do you think Trey's game can translate to the NBA level?
I think it can. I think, you know, he's so young. I mean, he's 19, you know, so like he should be a sophomore at Texas. I think, you know, with the way he plays, it's going to translate because not, you know, everyone talks about how he, you know, he could shoot the lights out, which he can, but he's more than just a shooter. He's a scorer. You know, he's got a snake dribble. If you play him one side, he's going to, you know, drop step, go the other side. He's got crossovers to get him into the paint, and he could finish in the paint too, which is what I like about him. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He's so young. There's got to be a learning curve. And, you know, I think he looked good in the preseason. But remember, he went to Texas and as a freshman led the team in scoring.
Wow.
You know, which, and they had upperclassmen on that team, you know, that were looking to be quote unquote the guy. Well, you know, he comes in as a freshman and he was the guy. And, you know, and he's a gym rat. You know,
yeah.
You know, the big thing with him is he doesn't have hobbies. You know, like you ask him, like, what do you like to do? He just likes the ball. I mean, he's a baller.
Yeah.
Old school.
Then, like, the thing about it, people try to say, like, you know, defense, people don't play defense anymore. There are people that play defense. And when you look at the games last night, hell, Houston played. They the game, score ended up being 125-124. They had double overtime. But you watch both of those teams, Thunder and also Houston, they are playing defense. Who are those guys on this team you think can help this team be good on the defense side as well?
Well, that's a good question because, you know, you saw the game last night, B. Mitch and JP.
Yeah.
Those guys, how physical were those games?
Yes.
I mean, they got bodybuilders that are body slamming guys. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting after it. It's like, you know, and I think it's going to take time to learn the mentality of defending in the NBA with this young team. But I really like the way Keyshawn George defends. You know, he's now 6'9". He came in, you know, smaller, but he's got a great, you know how they say you got a great feel for offense? He's got a great feel for defense. He's long, gets his hands on balls. You know, he gets deflections, plays passing lanes real well. He's tough. I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a little taste of Giannis tonight. So that'll be an interesting matchup with him and Giannis. These guys are getting baptized, you know, in the NBA defensively. Alex Saar is really good on defense.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes. He's got good instincts. Bilal's really good on defense. And I think someone who reminds me a lot, JP, of B. Mitch, he's a fullback and a basketball body, Cam Whitmore, if he could translate his body style and his explosiveness to the defensive end, potentially he could be a very good defensive player.
I like that.
My new favorite player now.
picture B. Mitch, 6'4". Like 260 with a Wizards uniform on, in B. Mitch's heyday.
Wow, that's
him.
That's no joke.
Hey, JP, you get a visual of that, JP?
I got you, man. I think I got it. I like it. That's an imposing fella.
I know, man.
dude, how's Bub's development? What do you want to see for Bub? He's a really fun, exciting player.
Yes.
He really is. I mean, I think what you got in Bub is, man, he's like a sponge. First of all, I will tell you, he has tapped into C.J. McCollum really well. Like, you always see C.J. talking to him. I got to believe those two guys are going to start in the backcourt together tonight. But Bub's got a real nice feel for the game as another young player in this league. From a point guard standpoint, it's not an easy position to play, but he's got the ball in his hands. I think what I like best about Bub is he plays with an edge.
Definitely. And,
you know, you need dogs out there, D-A-W-G or D-O-double-G, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that can play with an edge on defense and get after you. I think he's an improved three-point shooter. I like his mid-range. He just plays really well. You know, he's one of the rare young guys that came into the league with a real good feel of how to play the pick-and-roll game, which, as you guys know, is like 70% of offensive sets
totally.
In the NBA. So he really has a good feel for that, when to pull up, when to keep it, when to dish, when to lob. I like and I think you're going to see a more vocal Bub this year, which I think he's developing beautifully.
At one, you say you want to see the development of the young guys, but one thing as a team thing that you would like to see?
I think as a team, you know, you're going to see these guys that like to play together. You know, it's funny. They're all so young. It's almost like a college, collegiate, jovial atmosphere that they like playing together. And I think you're going to see them evolve as a team of connecting with the youth and sprinkled in with the C.J. McCollums and Chris Middletons and Marvin Bagley and Corey Kispert of the world. And, you know, those guys, I think to see the mixture of those guys as the season progresses is going to be fun to watch. But, look, it's going to be a tough year. You guys know that.
Yeah,
certainly. Glenn, we're excited for tonight. We're excited to just have Wiz basketball back in our lives. Excited for the radio party. If you want to listen to Wizards Bucks tonight, right here on 106.7 The Fan, the flagship for Wizards basketball. Watch it on Monumental with Chris and Drew on the call. Thanks for making time for us, Glenn. Hope you're enjoying Milwaukee, dude.
I am. Great to talk to you guys, always.
Likewise.
All right, man. Take care.
That's Glenn Consor. Give him a follow at Glenn Consor. Two N's in Glenn, C-O-N-S-O-R. Of course, Glenn joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. B, you know what I was thinking about this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Driving my Toyota 4Runner down Independence. Traffic wasn't too bad. When do I get a new car? I don't know. But I know when I get a new car, there's only one place I go with, and that is Orsman Automotive of Virginia. 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. They've been selling cars in the DMV for over 100 years.
100.
When you go for a century plus, means you're doing something right. They've got all the brands you want. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Jeep, Ram trucks, which are dope. Kerwin got one. Mm-hmm. They've got great selection. They've got the quality certified used cars, and they've got really good financing rates, which is massively important in the current climate. But B, what stands out for you? That lifetime edge, right?
Yep, and that's probably the best of all. Every vehicle sold is back with the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. They give you up to $1,500 in extras, including a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. And there's more good news. You have a car to sell? Take it to Oarsman. They'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy. Just like JP and I, two beyond satisfied Oarsman customers, let's ride together.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.